broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. Last day in the month of March, March 31st, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, and as we've been talking about all morning, it is historic to be sure. In the last 24 hours, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, was indicted by a New York grand jury. 46 presidents, nearly 250-year history of the United States, a president, sitting or past, has never been indicted. We've had Sam Donaldson on this morning and Dick Cavett, and by the way, I do want to make the point that we did invite some Republicans on, because I know we have a lot of Republicans listening out there, and they have chosen not to come on today to talk about this, but they have released some statements, and we'll read those as the morning goes along. And any Republican who would like to come on is more than welcome, because we do not want to be biased in any way. If they want to share their feelings, they're more than welcome. But the first person who I thought about, certainly concerning Marion, certainly concerning Washington, D.C., when this news broke last night, was one of our, well, really one of the great ladies here in Marion, and certainly one of the great politicians in the history of the United States of America, barrier breaker extraordinaire, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, here we are, historic day.
That's right, Scott. Very historic.
We
won't forget this.
No, and I was thinking last night, how we say unprecedented all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This really is.
It is, very much. It's like remembering when, you know, things, important things happen, and that's the way we'll remember this.
You worked for President Bill Clinton. You've campaigned for presidents. You've met Obama and Clinton and Biden. Why is this a big deal for people who don't understand that a president has been indicted?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that. It's their problem, not mine. Yeah.
To have a president essentially charged with a crime that they could go to prison for.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd see that in your lifetime?
No, I didn't.
What is it about Donald Trump that brings this kind of thing? What is in his character?
Well, he invites things to happen. He's asking for people to demonstrate over this, and we're very anxious about that.
What do you feel could happen there? Because everybody's talking about it.
Well, it could be bad, and it could be well under control. We hope it's under control.
What is his appeal to people who will do that for him, who have done that for him?
Well, they believe in him.
You know, that's been a question all morning. What is it about this man that inspires those people, good or bad?
I don't understand why, because he's done so many things that are wrong, and the way he talks about people, and he makes fun of people all the time, it's not the way a president should act, and I don't understand why people are so devoted to him.
There are some interesting points, and I had to write some of this down this morning so I don't misquote anybody, but we'll just start with the charge. Now, what we believe the charge. Now, the indictment has not been opened yet, but what we believe happened was a $130,000 payment, hush money is what it would have been, to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Now, this would have happened prior to the 2016 election. Now, we think that's what this all is about, but the indictment has not been unsealed, and CNN is reporting that the indictment could show up to 30 counts of business fraud as well. Mary Ellen, do you think this is just, and we don't know, but do you think this is all about Stormy Daniels, or do you think there's going to be some business wranglings in this?
Well, I have no idea, but I think whatever it is, they feel pretty certain that they have him with this, or they wouldn't have come out with it.
That's an exact point. Talking to Sam Donaldson about that earlier, would Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, knowing this is a former president, knowing that this is the first time this has ever happened, knowing that Trump will have to come and be fingerprinted and mugshotted and the trial will have to happen, would he bring this charge if it was a 50-50 chance, or maybe I'll get him, maybe I won't? Would he do that if he was uncertain in any way?
I don't think so. I think it has to be something very solid, or they wouldn't have come out with it.
Now, the grand jury who voted to indict him yesterday in Manhattan, now that's just made up of regular citizens. They had to see something that they felt was criminal. Now, we don't know what that is, but I think that should give people pause in a way.
Yes, right.
Yeah. When we look at the last, since 2016 in this country, how would you qualify it? We've seen two impeachments. We've seen an insurrection at the Capitol. We've seen an indictment of a president now. What do you make of this?
Well, it's probably going to go downhill from now on, I would imagine. You can't perform the way he has performed and expect things to go well.
What is the future of the Republican Party? I know you're certainly not a Republican, but does this help or hurt them? There's actually a question of that this might help them.
Well, the real Republican Party, which is not what Trump is a part of, the real Republican Party, we need it to be active and alive again, because you have to have two healthy political parties to have a healthy political life in the United States. And when one party is way more popular than another, it makes things very difficult, because people don't want to run for office. And it's really, we need two healthy parties is what we need.
Now, the two quotes that I wanted to make sure I read this morning, now we'll start with our congressman, Jim Jordan. Now, he just said one word, and I believe it was tweeted out. what he said was outrageous.
Oh, and they tweeted that out.
They tweeted that out. Congressman Jordan on the indictment of President Trump, outrageous.
Yeah.
Surprise you?
Well, I had thought he'd have said something different, maybe.
I don't know if it'll get longer as the day goes on, but at
right.
this point, it's outrageous. Now, the more interesting quote last night came from Tucker Carlson on his Fox News show, which I think is still the most watched show in cable news. He said, probably not the best time to give up your AR-15.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Now, when you hear that from what's considered to be a news person on the highest-rated news show on cable, what does it make you think?
It makes you think that people are going to come out with their AR-15s, and you don't want that.
Well, does this say, as we've talked about the Republican Party, that they're still behind Trump?
Yes, they are.
Through the indictment.
Yes, even though they said otherwise behind the scenes.
Well, and do you think now that the investigation going on in Georgia with the votes, as well as, you know what, hold on, we're going to switch here for a second. Mary Ellen, if you want to put the headphones on there, we're going to have somebody else join this conversation this morning, chatting about the indictment of former President Donald Trump, former governor of the state of Ohio, Ted Strickland. Governor Strickland, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, and hello, Mary Ellen.
Well, hi, Ted.
So it's good to be on with you again, so I just want to call in regarding the president's predicament.
Yes, Governor Strickland, 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, was indicted yesterday by a New York grand jury. 46 presidents in the history of this country, nearly 250-year history, no president ever indicted. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, in this country, a person is innocent until they're proven guilty. That's the way our system works, and I believe in our system. I also believe that no man or woman is above the law, an ex-president or whoever. And so it seems here that Donald Trump is being treated according to the law in a way that any American citizen needs to be treated. And so this is an exciting, momentous time in the history of our country. There's a lot of sadness, I think, connected to it, to think that a former president would be indicted criminally. But we've got to let the system work. The president will be faced with an 11-person jury of citizens, and they will ultimately determine guilt or innocence.
Governor Strickland, what do you make of the man, Donald Trump? Mary Ellen and I were just talking about the... Since 2016, we've seen two impeachments. We've seen an insurrection on the Capitol. Now we've got the indictment of a president, and it all revolves around one man in less than 10 years. What do you make of this man, Donald Trump?
Well, I think he is a deeply psychologically disturbed person. I think he is an extreme narcissist. I think he is devoid of the kind of conscience restraints that most of us have. So I think the president is just a very disturbed human being that has done great harm to this country, because he has the uncanny ability to speak to the darkest motives of people and to get them to coalesce around him. And it's so sad that someone like Donald Trump ever became president. I like to point out to my Trump friends that he lost the election by more than 3 million votes to Hillary Clinton. The majority of the people in this country did not want him to be president to begin with, so we ended up with someone who has no regard for the law, for the institutions of government, for what makes us unique as a nation. But he's a pathetic, sad, maladjusted person, and it has brought us to this sad place in the history of our country.
Governor Strickland, Mary Ellen and I, before you called in, were just going through some quotes here. Our congressman, who's become very well known in the area, Jim Jordan, his quote has been outrageous, is what he said. And last night, Tucker Carlson on Fox News said, probably not the best time to give up your AR-15. What do you make of those quotes?
Despicable quotes. Absolutely despicable. Jim Jordan is an embarrassment to his district, an embarrassment to Ohio, an embarrassment to the United States of America. And Tucker Carlson is a money-grubbing liar. He will say anything to keep his listeners riled up. So these two people should get down on their knees and beg the people of this country for forgiveness for the way they are lying to them.
You know, Governor Strickland, it's going to be interesting next week on Tuesday, I believe, is what they're saying. Donald Trump will surrender to the Manhattan DA and will be processed. Now, what the process looks like at this point, the inside of his mouth will be swabbed, he will be fingerprinted, and he will be mugshotted. To see a president's mugshot, what impact will that have on the country?
Well, I hope that they handle him very respectfully when he goes through the indictment process. I hope they don't see fit to handcuff him. I hope they do as much of it discreetly and out of the public view as possible, consistent with the law. For one thing, I think he will use whatever they do to his benefit. If he gets a picture of himself in handcuffs, he'll use it to raise money. I mean, this man is not normal. He does not react like a normal person would react being indicted for a crime. He will, as I said, he will use it to raise millions of dollars, deceive more and more people. But, you know, the thing that gives me hope is that the majority of the people in this country do not agree with him and his followers. I repeat, Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. So he represents the hardcore most conservative elements within the Republican Party. But the majority of the people in America reject him and those who support him because they do not represent the values that make our country unique and special, and I believe the envy of the world. They are naysayers. They are authoritarian. They don't respect the history of this country. They don't understand the constitutional protections that every American is entitled to. And quite frankly, many of them are just ignorant. And they listen to what he says, and it is so sad. And the country is suffering as a result. But I believe the justice system will work its course, and that ultimately Donald Trump will pay the price for all the harm and damage he's done.
You know, Governor Strickland, one thing to keep in mind for everybody out there listening, Donald Trump is currently running a campaign for President of the United States. As you said there, this could help him. Do you think in the end it will?
I think it will help him with the minority of voters. It will help him with his MAGA followers, but it will alienate the common sense American who is sick and tired of the shenanigans that he and people like the congressman and Fox News try to spread. It's just it's sad that we are as divided as we are, but I take hope in the fact that a good majority of our fellow citizens reject Trump and his extreme MAGA agenda.
You know, Mary Ellen, I want to come back to you here for a second. The mugshot of a president, which apparently will happen after Tuesday, what does that mean in the history of this country that people will see a former president with a mugshot?
Well, it'll probably have quite an effect. You know, it'll probably shock us to see that, although we've been expecting it.
Do you think this will help or hurt his current campaign?
Well, it seems like everything that he does helps his campaign. He raises money on everything that happens, but I hope that isn't the case.
Governor Strickland, this whole thing, this indictment, revolves around the $130 hush payment that went to Stormy Daniels, a campaign finance violation. But CNN and some other sources are reporting that there are possible 30 counts of business fraud in this indictment that will come down. Do you think the DA would have brought this case if he didn't think it was a slam dunk against a former president?
I think he has been meticulous in the way he has conducted this investigation. Months of investigations and questioning witnesses. We don't know what he's been indicted for. I mean, the Republicans, the MAGA followers like to say, oh, this is about a campaign finance violation. We don't know that to be true. It may be many more serious things that he's done that we will find out once this indictment becomes public. So, you know, these people that are jumping on the MAGA bandwagon, and, you know, people like Jim Jordan, they don't know what they're talking about. And Tucker Carlson, we know he lies. I mean, it's been proven. Fox News is facing a major lawsuit based upon the fact that they knowingly lied to their listeners. You know, I just discount Fox News. You know, they're a propaganda machine. So all they do is lie, lie, lie. And Jim Jordan is I don't know what he is. He's an embarrassment, I'll tell you that. I really think there should be some more investigations into Jim Jordan and his lack of assuming responsibility for what happened to the athletes at Ohio State when he was there. I mean, this man is not the straight shooter that he pretends to be. And Mary Ellen, is really sad, is it not? That we're having to talk about these things.
It is sad. Yes,
it is so sad.
We never thought we'd be talking about things like this.
Yeah, I mean, a president being indicted, taking the mugshot of a president, fingerprinting a president, take an oral swab of the president. I mean, but he's brought it upon himself, and you know, I think this is just the beginning. I mean, there are two other major investigations regarding issues that appear to be much more substantial in terms of the damage that they have done to this country. I'm just looking at his picture here on the tube, on the TV. He's such a sad person, really. He is so insecure in feelings about his own self-worth that even being president of the United States did not satisfy whatever longing he has in his soul to consider himself worthy. And so it seems like he has spent his life lying and cheating and all of that in order to to puff himself up, to get his name on buildings, eventually to become president of the United States. And even that wasn't sufficient to keep him from engaging in criminal behavior. It's just quite sad.
Governor Strickland, we certainly, sitting here in Ohio, are in a state that voted for President Trump both times. Very Republican state right now after the last couple elections. Most offices in the state are controlled by Republicans, except Sherrod Brown at this point. That being said, what is the danger level along the way for non-peaceful protests as this situation will continue?
Listen, I believe in protesting. I have participated in protests. It's a part of our right, constitutional right, to gather and to express our views. I believe in peaceful protest. And the problem that we've had with some of the Trump followers is, as they demonstrated when they tried the insurrection, invading our Capitol, injuring our police officers, resulting in the deaths of some of our police officers. That's not acceptable protest. That's violent protest. But protest, as long as it's peaceful, I'm all for it. I think it's healthy for our democracy. And I wish more of our citizens, I wish the women of Ohio would flood the streets of our cities as this government is trying to take away their choice over their own reproductive decisions. Those kinds of protests are healthy protests. And as long as I say, as long as they remain peaceful and non-destructive, I think they are a healthy part of our democracy.
Mary Ellen, does the indictment of a former president hurt the office of the presidency in any way?
Well, I really don't think so, because we understand the individual. It's the individual, not the office. The individual has done things that's not right, and so I don't think the two are the same.
Governor Strickland, what do you think? Has the office of the presidency been hurt?
I don't really. I agree with Mary Ellen there. The office belongs to the people, yeah. And different people are given the privilege of occupying that office for a period of time. And I really think what's happening here will strengthen our democracy ultimately, and it will strengthen the presidency, because it will demonstrate to the world that in America, no one, man or woman, is above the law. That's consistent with our democracy. In an authoritarian country, and there are many of them, the leader, whether that's a president or some other leader, is pretty much protected from having to answer for misbehavior. But in this country, we believe that the rule of law must prevail, and that no one is above the rule of law. We've all got to answer, whether we're a pauper, a homeless person, a billionaire, or even the president.
Governor Strickland, I want to ask you this. Obviously, everybody's got the right to a fair trial, and he will have that just like anybody else has, and we will find out what happens. And none of us really do know what the indictment is right now. But with what's going on, we've got the former CFO of the Trump Organization, Weiselberg. He is in, I believe, serving a prison sentence right now. Michael Cohen has served a prison sentence. A lot of people have been pardoned who were involved in the Trump presidency or involved with Donald Trump. In your opinion, just your opinion, do you believe Donald Trump is guilty of something here? Do you believe that we're going through this and could possibly see a president go to jail?
I believe Donald Trump is guilty of multiple crimes. Multiple crimes. In fact, that seems to be the way he has conducted his life. Just now, for the very first time, he's being held accountable with this indictment. But I believe he is a person who lives his life according to a criminal ethos. Mm. Whatever he could do to enrich himself, to promote himself, regardless of how it may hurt others or damage our country, he has been willing to do. And I don't know that he'll go to jail. I think it would be very difficult to protect him if he were to be incarcerated. But the main thing is that he be held accountable. And if he doesn't go to jail, there's another way to punish him, and that's to go after his wealth, his money. And that would perhaps cause him greater personal injury than even spending time behind bars.
Mary Ellen, just in your personal opinion, like I say, we don't know what the indictment will read yet, and we don't know what will happen, but would you guess that he's guilty of something, as the governor says?
Oh, I'm sure he is, yes.
Do you believe he could end up in prison?
Well, I don't know. It's what the governor just said. How would they protect him? It might be very difficult, and they probably put him in a place that's really safe. But I think something's going to happen here, and it could be his wealth. I don't know how how much of that he has, but it's questionable there, too.
You know, Governor Strickland, in just a few words, just the situation, as I started off by saying, 46 presidents, none ever indicted, country almost 250 years old. This is the first time this has happened. It's happened within the last 24 hours. Certainly unprecedented. If you just take the phrase president indicted and everything that's going to follow, which we've talked about, the swabbing of the cheek, the mugshot, the fingerprinting, the trial. What of this event, just the event, the indictment of a president, what does that mean to you? How does that make you feel?
It makes me proud to be an American, because it is a strong indication that we are a nation of law and not of men. And the president being indicted says to me, I think it says to the world, that in the United States of America, the rule of law prevails. It's not wealth, it's not status, it's not title, it's not position, it's the law. And Donald Trump is facing an indictment. As I said, he's presumed to be innocent until he faces a jury, and they will make the final decision. But all appearances are that he has been a multiple lawbreaker for much of his life, and he is finally bearing the consequences of that behavior.
Governor Strickland, I cannot thank you enough for joining us. You've always been a pal to me, and just when I ask, if you're available, you call in, and on this historic day to hear from you is very, very important. Thank you, Governor.
Well, and I want to once again say hello to Mary Ellen.
Yes, and, it's so good to hear your ideas.
And it's always good to hear you, Mary Ellen. You are a wise person. And you speak in measured tones that inspires confidence, I think.
Oh, thank you.
goodbye to both of you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Governor.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Governor Ted Strickland, you know, now there is a man who clearly is of the Democratic Party, and clearly, you know, whether you voted for him or didn't vote for him, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you got to say he speaks his mind.
Oh, he does it well. Yes.
You know, there's no holdback when Governor Strickland's on. And that's one of the things I admire about him. He is not, he just lets the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. You know, what he brought up about the President Trump being safe in prison, you know, that is going to be a problem.
Do you think that there is a possibility that he could be taken to prison? Because that's another unprecedented issue here.
It is. That's right. Well, we'll just have to watch and see what happens, but I have no idea. But I'm very anxious to see what they're charging him with.
We were getting a message, by the way, that somebody wanted to call in and ask Mary Ellen a question who's out there listening. So the phone lines are now open. When we had the governor on, we couldn't do that. 740-383-9944. If you want to ask Mary Ellen a question, please feel free. She would love to answer or hear from the listening audience out there. So if you want to ask her a question, please call in, 740-383-9944. You know, Mary Ellen, right now we think this all comes back to the whole Stormy Daniels thing. What is it about politicians and women that get them in so much trouble?
Well, there's been so many presidents that have had this problem, really. but I don't think this is the base for everything. I think we're talking about Georgia, where he called up and said he needed 11,000 and whatever votes, you know. And what he did when he called and talked about Ukraine, that's another thing. I think you're going to hear all of that brought up.
When we look at those other two cases, How devastating do you think those are? And we've heard the tapes there.
Well, I think very devastating, especially the call where he's asking for the exact amount of votes so that he can win Georgia. I think that's pathetic. Mm. Yeah.
When we look at the insurrection, do you think in the end, we heard all those January 6th committee meetings, do you think there's anything there that the Justice Department could indict him for?
Well, I would have thought so. They had all these testimonies, and I expected to hear more from them than what we did. I was very disappointed. It was the same with the Mueller report. I mean, everything has been, I don't know, it just seems like it wasn't handled well to the public. And I think they were stopped in many ways by different things that happened. I mean, you know, we heard the statements made by the Justice Department, and you just really wonder why things weren't handled a little bit better than they were.
I just got the question here from the listener out there. So if you're out there listening, I'll ask the question. I don't know if you saw the story in the Marion Star earlier this week, Mary Ellen, but the city treasurer, Tommy, yeah. Well, for people who don't know, this is what happened. It's an interesting story. City treasurer Tommy Reese, who was recently elected, moved $500,000, $941, into a newly created account. Now, you have to have permission to do that. Apparently, nobody knew he did that. City Council wants to question him on this because they feel there's a lack of communication between Tommy Reese and Auditor Miranda McGinnis, who brought this to City Council's attention, but they haven't been able to ask Mr. Reese about this because he hasn't attended the meetings for the last 2 weeks. What'd you make of this story, Mary Ellen?
Well, I think he should attend the meetings.
Yeah. Well, I know you were not city treasurer, county treasurer, but being a treasurer, is it your job to answer questions from the people who are in elected office?
Yes. It certainly is.
When you hear that he just isn't showing up.
Well, that's not right.
No. The fact that he... this has become a whole thing. We had a year with Auditor Landon in which the tag was that he just didn't know what he was doing. Cost the city a lot of money, ended in his resignation. Now we've got a treasurer, newly elected within the last 2 years, who did something that he was not authorized to do. Why do you think people elected to these positions, dealing with our money, don't know the job description or don't ask?
Well, they need to talk and answer questions. That's the most important thing of all. I mean, if he did something, then answer why he did it.
Why do you think there's a disconnect these days between taking the office and knowing what you can and can't do? $500,000. If I was going to move $500,000 of the city's money, I would want to know if I could do it.
Well, absolutely.
Do you think City Council is right to be angry about this?
Well, yes, I do.
In the end, if he does not show up, which I assume they know that he wants, or they want to question him, if he doesn't show up, and apparently last time he showed up, he just didn't answer any questions. He refused to answer questions. If he doesn't answer questions, what do you feel should happen?
Well, they need to proceed with whatever they need to do. You can't let somebody just not answer for what they've done. You need to know the reason, and you need to know why, and then you proceed.
Do you feel there should be consequences?
Oh, there should be, yes.
When you look at this in the county, the city in which the county you were treasurer and started out in exist, what does it make you think? We look at the auditor and his resignation. We look at what's going on with the treasurer now. It's front page news. What's different today that wasn't going on 40 years ago?
Well, I don't know. It seems things have gotten a little bit loose.
Yeah. Well, would you ever feel that if the group, say the county commissioners, wanted to ask you a question, would you ever feel that you just wouldn't show up?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. And would people have tolerated it back then?
No.
Yeah. Now?
Well, first of all, just about everybody's the same party, and that's a problem. We need to have two healthy parties in this county for things to operate properly.
It's a hard question because obviously it hasn't happened, but since 2016, it's pretty well been that way. How will that change? What is going to do that?
Well, there's got to be some work on the Democratic side of the ticket.
We have a big election coming up this year. We'll elect a new mayor. We also have a city council races this year. We have a president of city council, who I think is running unopposed. The current president, Todd Schneider, is not running for re-election. Why do you think people are giving up on this?
Well, it's hard to win as a Democrat now. So, you know, when you run as a Democrat, you know you've got to work twice as hard, and it's not always easy to do that.
Mary Ellen, I did want to ask you, Night at the Museum went on last week. They had a pretty good crowd there that night.
Yes, they did.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And there's an event coming up April 15th over in Sycamore,
mm-hmm.
in which you'll be honored for
yes.
your work. Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
It will be. Sycamore is a great area.
Yes. Well, Fred Malone, he's my PR man, I think.
He's a good guy, an
yeah.
absolute good guy.
Right.
When people go into your museum at the Historical Society, what is it important for you that people know?
Well, I want them to come out of there knowing that I started the state quarters program, that I was very involved in redesigning the currency. It hadn't been redesigned since 1928. And that I helped create a new coin, the Sacagawea. And I said, you know, many times a treasurer's in office and they don't accomplish anything, but I felt I had accomplished quite a bit.
At this point, I know I've asked you this before, but is there anything you still want to do?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things I want to do. I just want to stay active.
Is it fun still to get out and do things, public events?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Do you think, the governor brought up an interesting point there. He talked about women and the right to choose here in Ohio, and will that have any impact on upcoming elections? Do you think it will?
Oh, it had a big impact on the last election, so I'm sure it will. You know, we've had a lot of different organizations doing interviews and putting it on television. The University of Bowling Green did an interview of women in history, and I was on it along with about eight other women. And they showed it at the different libraries all over the state, and it was done very well, and I think, you know, there's a lot of that going on, really. I'm going to be honored in May by the Bliss Institute, which is out of the University of Akron, so that's going to be another event that I'll be honored at.
When you were in office for so many years on the county, state, national level, there was never anything even remotely like what we're seeing today. But yet we look at presidencies. Our own President Harding, he had trouble with things. Certainly President Trump is having trouble with things. President Clinton had his struggles when he was in office. What is it about these positions that caused so much trouble for people? Nixon certainly had his problems.
You know, it was a wonder he wasn't indicted, and he resigned so that he wasn't. He probably should have been. Yeah.
If Nixon were alive today, seeing a president indicted, I mean, What do you think he would think?
He would think about it a lot.
I think he would, because I don't know now. I think the common wisdom always was that Nixon would be indicted and possibly go to prison. But now, presidents are impeached, and they don't go to prison. Was it just a different time?
Not yet.
That's right. In this particular case. Well, and that's the other thing I kept hearing yesterday. This is political. Do you believe this is political?
No, it's not political. It's far from political. The reason Trump has come out with that is he's only trying to make people think it's political, trying to change their opinion on it.
In his words, he released, a 4-page letter yesterday after the indictment. Do you believe he's worried deep down?
I think he is, yeah.
How soon do you think it'll be before we hear from him? Or do you think he'll be quiet for a while?
I don't know. I have no idea what he'll do. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here.
It really is. And I guess the same question I asked the governor, just the idea on a president being indicted, what does that say to you in the history of this country?
Well, it says that, he pushed his buttons. He kept pushing and pushing. It isn't any wonder he's ended up like this. It's the way he operated. He didn't operate within the law.
Governor Strickland gave a pretty interesting description of Donald Trump the man. How do you describe him?
He pushes everything as far as he can push it. That's the way I think of him. I wonder, when he talks about his family, it isn't always nice things that he says. And I think that's terrible, the way he talks about his family.
It's certainly different from other people who've talked about their family. It's an interesting day, historic times here. We've got another hour coming up here on WGH Talk. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day. And
oh, gosh.
And it shook it up. It didn't